Amen. It's about time, y'all. It's about time for a miracle. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise if we would. God is in this place this morning. God is surely in this place this morning. Amen. It is a blessing to be back inside God's house one more time, where if it had not been for the Lord, we sure not would have been here this morning. So I give all praises and all glory to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to take this moment to pause and first off say thank you to Reverend Rogers, Pastor Rogers, and also Sister Rogers as well, for extending an invitation that invited me and my wife out this morning for the youth day. We have had a blessed service so far. A blessed service. I want to also ask my wife to please stand. Amen. We've been together about almost five years, and we just got married 2 months ago, May 21st. Ain't God good? Amen. Giving honor to all these pastors and preachers of the Gospels, God bless you. I had a good time of meeting Reverend Walker this morning. I heard Pastor Rogers say he'd been here almost 40 years and retired 3 years. He leaned over, he told me, he said, "Preach the word." So when Reverend Walker said, "Preach the word," I got to do what God said. I got to preach the word. Amen. Today there's a word found in the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 4 through 10. Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 4 through 10. When you're happy, you will say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read such this. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Yes, then said I, "O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." That's right. That's right. But the Lord said unto me, "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord."
Yes, sir.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, "Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth."
Come on, yeah.
He says in verse 10, "See, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant."
Come on, preacher.
God's words for God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we come once again to first I'll tell you thank you. God, thank you for what you have done thus far in this service. And God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do right now. But God, as I come as your humble servant, I pray that you would have me to decrease, God, so that you may increase, God. God, have your way in this moment, God. When this word go forth, I believe that it won't return to me void, God, but I believe it will go forth into someone's heart, God. So God, I pray that you will just take control. And God, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Coming from the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 4 through 10, want to speak with this subject, this thought in mind. I'm called to his purpose.
Yeah. All right, says so.
I'm called to his purpose. Because I learned that in this life, especially dealing with youth, from the youth to the oldest in this place right now, you have to be reminded that you're called to his purpose.
Amen. Amen.
Because life has a way of taking you through some things that will get you detoured from God's purpose.
Yeah.
But as long as you remind yourself to say, hey, I got something to live for because I'm called to his purpose, you can keep on living.
Amen.
So here in this text, we found this guy by the name of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's life was not easy. But here we find in the first chapter of Jeremiah where God is having an encounter with him. And God is telling Jeremiah that I got a calling for your life. Everybody in this church this morning, God has a calling for your life. So the same thing he's telling Jeremiah is the same thing he's telling you and I this morning, that don't get weary because I got a calling for your life. Don't lose focus because I got a calling for your life. Don't get detoured because I got a calling for your life. Called to his purpose. You see, here is when we meet this prophet that stood face to face with kings declaring God's purpose. Here's where we find the man who wrote to the people in captivity telling them that there's a hope and a future for them.
Yeah.
Here is when we find this guy whose names mean that God will uplift.
All right.
You see, here's where we find this guy where he didn't really have a perfect life, but he knew who was over his life.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And in this life, you got to know who's over your life. You got to know that you didn't create you and your friends didn't create you. Your family didn't create you. It was God who created you. So when you know that you can conquer anything. So as we go through these scriptures this morning, our first point is today is that I want to remind you that God called you before the world knew you. God called you before the world knew you. Let's go down to verse 4. He says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee. God came to Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee. You got to understand the importance of that statement. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. God says, before I created you, before I craft you with my own two hands, I already knew you.
Yeah.
I want to remind you that God knew you before the Word knew you.
That's right.
He gets down and he says, isn't it amazing how God can step outside of time and look at the future and he can look back at you and tell you, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Amen. So he says, before I knew thee, I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. He gets back to that word before. Y'all do mean that before means that this happened is before it even happened. Y'all do know that before means prior to this conversation. Before you was in, your mama knew that she was pregnant. He said, I knew you. But then he gets down to the next point in part B. He says, and before thou camest forth out of the room, before the doctor made you cry, before they knew if you were a boy or a girl, he says, before thou came out of the room, before they had your name together, what did God say? God said, I knew thee. God said, I sanctified thee. See, here in this text, he says, I knew thee and I sanctified thee. But not only that, he says, he goes down and said, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Amen.
Young people today, I want you to understand that it don't matter what people say about you, you already know who you came from. You already know who called you, who sanctified you, and who ordained you to do the calling. So he says in this verse, he says that first God called me. First God set me on this mission. And then God sanctified. The word sanctified means to be set apart. He set me apart from the rest. And then he ordained me. He appointed me for the mission. And I want to remind you that the only calling, God does not only call you to the pulpit, but God calls you into more other platforms.
That's right.
Because so many times we get caught up into this thing where we think that only God is calling. God can only call people to be a pastor.
That's right.
But now God says, I'm also calling you to do what I want you to do.
Amen.
You can be a lawyer and still be called.
Yes.
You can be a doctor and still be called.
Yes.
You can be a school teacher and still be called.
Yes.
You can work at McDonald's and still be called by God.
Yes.
Because God has a calling for each one of us.
Yes.
So he says that,
yes,
I called you.
That's right.
I set you apart.
Well, yeah.
You can be called on that football team.
Right.
You can be called on that basketball team.
Yeah.
And lastly, he said he anointed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't stop there. He gets down to the next verse and he says, then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm only a child. You know, he gets down and this is our second point when he reminds us that God called you before you knew your limitations.
That's right.
Because as God is speaking to Jeremiah, and as God is telling Jeremiah, look, Jeremiah, I know who you are.
That's right.
Jeremiah gets down to verse 6 and he says, God, God, that sounds good. God, it really sounds good. It sounds delightful. But God, you must have forgot something. I'm only a child. God, you're telling me that I'm going to go out here and preach and speak to all these people. God, I'm only a child. I learned that somebody in this place this morning has been told by God that they'll be doing some things, but they made up in their mind that, God, I can't do that because I'm only this. Maybe you ain't saying you're only a child. Maybe you're saying I'm unqualified, God.
Yeah.
I can't go out there and do that. God, they won't listen to me, but God says that I got something inside of me. Because what I learned is that Jeremiah had forgot the word that God spoken over him.
Yeah.
Jeremiah forgot the past word because he forgot when Moses told God, God, I can't go speak to those people because I got a stuttering problem.
That's right.
God told Moses that I put the words inside of your mouth. Jeremiah must have forgot what God told Joshua when he said, I can't go out there and do that. But God said, I got you through the storm. God got you through anything you need to get through. And I want to remind you that God knew you before you knew your limitations. So instead of you saying, God, I'm immature. Instead of you saying, God, I'm not ready. You ought to just remember that God told Joshua that all you got to do is walk around the walls and the walls don't fall.
That's right.
In a couple of books from now, he told Ezekiel. Ezekiel said, how in the world can these dry bones live? God told Ezekiel, all you got to do is preach what I give you. And they're going to start mending together. God knew you before you knew your limitations. Amen. You see, he gives God his limitations. But God says, no, you don't got to be worried about that. I got a calling inside you. But then he gets down to verse 7. He says, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. But he gets down to verse 8 and he says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. In verse 7, he tells Jeremiah that you don't have to be worried about the things you're scared about. You don't have to be worried about the limitations that people may give you. Because you got to be reminded that people did not create you. It was God Almighty who created you. But then he gets down to verse 8. He says, don't be afraid of their faces. So he gives Jeremiah a calling. But with the calling, he gives Jeremiah the side effects. Y'all know if you go to the store right now, you pick up some pills, you'll see all the good things that it'll help you with. But also you'll see some things that it warns you that even though you take the aspirin, you might have some internal bleeding. But you're still going to last through it. God tells Jeremiah that I'm giving you this calling. But with this calling comes some trials and some tests. But he says, don't be afraid of their faces because I'm going to be with you through it all. And what that tells me is that no matter what I go through in my life, God is going to be with me. No matter how many times I cry in the midnight hour, God is going to be with me. No matter how many times I have to wonder what my purpose is, God is going to be with me. And the only reason I know that God is going to be with me is because he said it in his word. And if he said it in his word, I got to believe it. You see, what we ought to start doing is we ought to start replacing that limitation with faith.
Yes, sir.
We ought to start saying, God, I know I got to believe because you said it. Because faith can take us places that we could never take our place.
That's right.
So he says in verse 8, he says, "For I am with thee to deliver thee." In that same verse, he lets us know that some things are going to happen to Jeremiah.
That's right.
So what he's telling Jeremiah, he said, "Jeremiah, you may start preaching, you may start speaking one day, and they might not answer you back, but I'm there to deliver you." Jeremiah, they may try to stone you, but I'm there to deliver you. Jeremiah, you may lose your friend and your family, but I'm there to deliver you. Jeremiah, people may not want to come around you anymore, but I'm there to deliver you. Jeremiah, people may turn their backs on you, but I'm there to deliver you. What he's telling Jeremiah is the same thing he's telling us, is don't forget the purpose he put inside of you. You just got to keep on walking in it. So he says that, don't forget it.
Yes, sir.
He says that I won't leave you alone. But then he gets down to our last point. And the last thing he says is that God will be with us,
yes,
in the calling. Because in verse 9 he says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant."
Yes, sir.
Many scholars believe at this time that Jeremiah was about 17 to 20 years old. They believe that this is why he had the fear he had in his heart.
That's right.
Because of his age.
Yeah.
But then in this last point in verse 9 and 10, he's reminding Jeremiah that I'm going to be with you through it all. God gave Jeremiah the tools to fulfill his calling.
That's right.
In verse 10, he says, "I'm going to remind you that I'm going to put you over some nations."
Yeah.
And truth be told, young people, living this thing for Jesus, it ain't easy. Verse 8 shows us it's not easy. Verse 8 shows us that there's going to be some time where their faces people are going to try to deter you from his calling. But don't forget what God said about you.
Yeah.
Don't forget that God said he won't leave you. And another thing I want to say this morning is that the platform that God puts you on,
yes, sir,
is not for you.
Yes.
The glory ain't for you.
Yes.
The hand claps ain't for you.
Yes.
It's all for God. So whatever God tells you to do inside your classroom and inside that college, inside on that baseball team or that football team, do it with all you got for God. Because like God is telling Jeremiah right now, God's saying is that, Jeremiah, I'm calling you to it.
Yeah.
And if I'm calling you to it, I won't leave you.
Yeah.
Because what I learned is that the will of God will never take you, but God's will cannot keep you. So he says, be reminded that I'm with you in the calling. See, I learned that God will always give you what you need.
Amen.
I learned that God will always be there with you. I learned that he is a God that said he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
He is a God that can take you places where you cannot take your own self.
Yes.
He can keep you where you can't even keep you.
Yes.
But I learned New Bethlehem, that I can remember a time where I wasn't fit to live and I sure wasn't fit to die.
Yes.
But this God Almighty, he picked me up. He turned me around and placed my foot on solid ground. I'm not worthy to be here this morning. I'm not even worthy to stand here and talk to you this morning. But I serve a God who told me, I called you to greatness. And if I called you, I can take you places that people cannot take you. No matter who turned your back on you, I got you, New Bethlehem. I got your back. Y'all, as I get ready to close, I can remember this time where I've been preaching for about 8 years, six or seven, 8 years right now. I started as a freshman in high school. in the shower. Montgomery would be out there saying, boy, you ready to come on here? I'd be in the shower saying, God is good, and just taking a shower. I got to the age of the grade, around 11th grade, and I got a call from this pastor that I was going to the church at the time called Bethlehem in Salis. That's the country, y'all, in Mississippi. And he says that, I talked to myself, Reverend Roots, I believe God got a calling on my life. He told me, he says, what I want you to do, Thompson, is to go back and pray. I went back and prayed, and I came back to his pastor study. And he says, now, what did you find out? I said, I think that God's calling is still on my life. He says, go back and pray. I came back and prayed, and I said, Reverend Butch Roots, I believe God's got a calling on my life. But what I didn't understand, every time Reverend Bruce would tell me to go back, is because when he asked me, I would say that I'm not sure. And what he told me, he said, I want you to understand something. It's that when God calls you, he's going to let you know for sure that he has called you. And also, but he gets to that point and he says also to me, he said, I want you to also understand that at a young age, people are going to try to detour you from the calling God has given you. But if you keep on walking, but if you know that God has called you, if you know that God has said before, if you know that God has put you on this earth to do what he wants you to do, you'll keep walking it out for God. So I got to this point and I said, yep, I believe God has called me. Y'all got to believe that some friends walk away. But still, God called me. Some family might not thought about me, but still God called me. And all I came here today, New Bethlehem, was just to remind you is that God got a calling for your life. God has a purpose for your life. And I want to remind, it didn't start with me. It didn't start with Reverend Rogers. It didn't start with Reverend Walker. But it started over 2,000 years ago with this man by the name of Jesus, who came down through a virgin named Mary, who walked this earth for your sins and my sins, y'all. Who was bruised and neglected for your sins and mine. But he was hung to an old rugged cross. But that's not all that he did, y'all. They placed him inside of Joseph's tomb. But I'm so glad that, oh, that third day morning, he rose with all power in his hands. Power to save me, y'all. Power to deliver me. Power to heal me. That's who we live for. That's the God that we live for. And maybe you're here today and you're saying, Reverend Thompson, I don't even understand this word because I don't know the purpose that God has in my life. I don't even know if God has a purpose for my life. I want you to chew on this today. The only reason Jeremiah knew that he had a purpose for his life is because he had an encounter with Jesus. In order to understand your calling, your purpose, young people, you got to have an encounter with Jesus. You got to know him. You got to understand him. Amen. God bless you all.
The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come on, come on. Remain standing if you will. Remain standing if you will. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Purpose is an encounter. The Lord is in this place. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, he's not knocking with his hands, he's knocking with his voice. If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in unto you, sup with you and you with me. Don't you leave this place without Christ in your heart, without Christ being the captain and caretaker of your soul. Because the truth is, your soul will spend eternity somewhere. There is no purgatory. There's no gray area. There's no place in between. It's either heaven or hell. Your soul will find its eternal home somewhere. With Jesus, your soul will find its eternal abode in heaven, in the presence of God the Father. If you're here today and you're not saved, come give the Lord your life. You can be saved by simply believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Secondly, if you're here in need of a church home and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem Baptist Church on your heart as a family of faith, as a family to worship with and praise with, come. Thirdly, if you're here and you're backslidden, you're not as close to the Lord as you used to be, you're no longer feeling the joy of your salvation, the altar of the Lord is available to you. He says, when you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. Come today. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar by letter. Christian experience and candidate for baptism. Come today. If you're not saved, come today. If you're backslidden, come today. In need of a faith family.
When the song is over.
Say it, baby. Come on. I say come. Pastor Meredith Walker say come. Minister Thompson say come. These preachers, deacons, trustees. Our children's choir, youth choir say come. Musicians say come. The person standing beside you say come. Come on. You let this time pass you by.
Does he live in your heart? Oh, do you know Jesus? Does he live in your heart?
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the preached word. Thank you, Lord, for the participation, Lord, of our young youth and our young children. Thank you for using them all for your glory, to carry out your perfect will, to carry out your calling. Thank you, Lord, for Minister Thompson with that word that serves to instruct and remind us of why we do what we do. Lord, we thank you for bringing us in and keeping us safe as we have traveled this way. And Lord, we pray and ask of you for grace and mercy. Lord, we pray that angels encamp around us and you will send them before us. Lord, that we will find ourselves back in the place that we call residence. Give us rest. Lord, we pray that you get glory out of what we do and say. Lord, as we lay down, rise up in the morning, as we go about the day, Lord, I pray that our lives will be sermons and lessons that will instruct others of, Lord, what you desire of us, Lord, and what you accept, and what is your perfect will. Thank you, Lord. for being a blessing to us, that we are able to bless others. Watch over our children. Watch over our young people. Thank you, Lord, for those who are in college, Lord, who have the foundation of Christ Jesus, who stand boldly to declare your truth. Lord, in a time of testing and trouble, now may your grace, peace, love of Christ Jesus, communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And every heart say, amen.
Jesus in your